Today we're going to talk about energy.
Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now. Can't stop me now. I'm just doing what I do.
Drivers, welcome to the Race Driver Coach Show. It's episode 24 of season 4 and energy. We want to talk about the main things here that are standing in your way, that are stopping you from being the driver you can be, stopping you from making that career, because you probably sat at home, dwelling in your own you-know-what, worrying about your racing, not moving forward, not getting the sponsors, not improving mentally, not winning if you are on track, and you're back in 10th or 15th. What are you doing? How are you working on improving this? At the epicenter of everything you do, at the very core, as an individual trying to succeed, trying to achieve, you're the striver. You're the warrior on the battlefield, which is a book I'm writing right now. So if you want the warrior mindset, by the way, I'm writing it every single day now. Might be a workshop, but that is pretty much what I'm talking about here. You need to be at the core, the kind of person who can achieve, who can get what you want. But really importantly, if you want to strive forward, if you want to drive forward, drive your life and your career forward, you need fuel. You need some kind of energy on the inside which allows you to advance. It's not rocket science. However, when I speak to a lot of drivers, love you all by the way, because I've been there. Speak to a lot of drivers, they're downbeat, they're dejected, they don't have the confidence to go and speak to that new sponsor that could be a sponsor, a prospective sponsor. They don't have the confidence to go and talk to that person, ask them out for a date. These are the kind of things that once you're bouncing with energy, are not really much of a problem anymore. But if you're an energy deficiency, and you don't really, your body's not up for going for this challenge that's coming, or every single day grinding when you're getting no results, then you're not going to go forward, I promise you. So this is more coming down to you. Not, it is kind of mental, but it's also physiological. I think it sounded like I was drunk when I said that then. But it's in your physiology, your body, your biology. Your cells, your red blood cells have to be bouncing off each other, have to be delivering oxygen to the brain, and you need to be healthy. This is your motor. Your whole body is your vessel that is going to take the actions for you to get what you really want, what you think you want at the moment in life, right? Your goal. But if you're not looking after it, if you're not making sure it's energized and properly recharged and bouncing on the inside, so you just got to do something, a bit like a kid on Adderall, you know, someone who's got attention deficit disorder, you give them an Adderall, they're focused. It's that kind of level of focus without the drugs that you need. If you are on drugs, then fair enough. But we need to make sure that you have the ability to create energy within you, so then you have the energy to go forward. It's really important, and people are ignoring it. You can see them just sat there, losing hope, dejected. We don't want that. To be a leader, you need energy. More energy than everyone else to keep going when everyone else has given up. And you are the leader of your destiny. It's all on you. So if you're not looking after yourself, if you're not making sure that you have this vibrancy on the inside, it's difficult to get up that hill, to have the steam to push you up the hill. So this video, because I keep getting questions, obviously, about people, how do I get the right mindset and this, but you can tell after a few questions, they've actually got nothing left in them. They're depleted. So let's look after that first, right? Step one of really getting you to show up every day is to make sure that you have energy. And I can't say it enough. You need it. So how do you create energy? Well, let's put it into three areas, right? First one, mentally. Your mental performance is important. If you're sitting there worrying, if you're dwelling, if you're in fear, then it saps. It doesn't allow you to do much. If you don't do anything with it, if your fear is not motivating you and instead it's making you sit down and put things off and think long term, but then not actually take the short actions that do it, that actually get you to that long term, then that's killing your energy. It's not good for you. You need to use fear. You need to focus the mind on the kind of things that get you off your backside. So if you look at competitor, this is not the healthiest way, but it's something that drives a lot of people. You look at your competitors, right? Or someone you've got a chip on your shoulder about, and you know you're better than them or as good or could be as good, and you can see them advancing, and it pays you off. You use that to drive you. You use that to say, you know what? That person who all these years I've been jealous of, that person is actually going to motivate me. Because I can see them working hard. I can see them, if they're not working hard, they're getting the results that I want. And look at my life. Now, if you translate that through the feeling of, I'm going to go and do something now. Perfect. If you translate it as, I'm not good enough and I'm just sit here, why even bother? That's not good. You are in control of how you translate what that person is doing or anything in the world. You say what it means. You change the meaning, change the feeling. Anything that comes your way, you translate it. And if you want to be deluded, fine. You can be deluded and translate it any way you want if it helps you. Without you completely seeing the truth, you know, if a car's coming towards you and you think, this will make me stronger, move out the way of the car. But when it's things like that, you can use as fuel that mental energy. Also, I don't think I've done this with you guys, but when I'm working with a client, I show them their destiny. If you keep acting this way, look where it's going to end up in 10 years' time. And I make it disgusting, horrible, painful. And they're like, uh-uh, I don't want that. That's my biggest fear. And then you show them, if you do these slight different changes in your actions, look where that leads to in 10 years' time or can. And the mind is focused. The mind is like weighing it up like, I've got to change. And that's what people do when they, you know, when they're smokers and they want to give up smoking or another habit. We've all got habits that are holding us back. Do the same with that. Do the destiny lines of, and really believe it, really live it. I was crying actually the first time I did this because I ended up in prison, killing myself. Sounds horrible, I know, but this is just how deep I went. And it changed my actions. Completely different person, different actions. A bit of a flash of that each time I'm getting lazy or going too many days without doing something. So mentally, you can get the energy by waking yourself up. And you know how to do that already. I don't need to go too deep. You've got certain stimulations from the outside that do perk you up and get the energy going. And it could even be music. It could be your own priming. Now, you know I broke my ankle while I was priming. So all priming's not great. But priming your day and making sure it's your energy, your mind is energized and focused on who you have to be that day in order to achieve it is another way. So mentally, you need the energy. Secondly, what you eat and what you drink, your intake. If you're eating foods that are stodgy, heavy, take a lot, you know, like a big roast dinner, it's because it's got all the different food groups in. So the body can't really break it all down together and it makes you tired. Or you're constantly on sugars, so energy drinks, and it's up and down like this, and you have sugar crashes and all this. That's no good. Not only is it killing your cells in the body and creating, I don't want to get a lawsuit here, but let's just say certain foods create diseases, and it's all toxic on the inside. And your blood's all stodgy. That's because of the diet. Now, if you start to introduce supplements that really do help you, you know, natural organic supplements. You can search them on the internet till you're blue in the face. You'll find hundreds. I take vitamins every day. I've done nootropics now and then, which take a look at them. There's all sorts of things now. We're spoiled. Lots of greens, lots of food that's got its energy from the sun, chlorophyll in it. That's good as well. It might not make you boost straight away like an energy drink would, but it's looking after the cells, the building blocks. And if you do this as a habit and you're constantly taking in lots of water as well, obviously, just looking after yourself. Even if you just improve it by, okay, I'm going to now start to drink 2 liters of water, pure water that's been filtered. I use alkaline water, which I swear by and always have. Had a jug of alkaline water forever. A filter, because that's then got all the pH is above 7. And if you start to eat and drink things with a pH of below 7, it's more acidic, it's burning things in the inside. The ash it leaves. Then your body has to go and get some alkaline from somewhere, so we get it from your bones and teeth. Another big subject. But make sure that you're putting into your body the kind of things that will give you energy in the most natural way. And the third thing is body. Like I said, your physiology. Make sure that you're exercising. Make sure that you can see how this video, right? I'm normally quite energetic when I'm talking on a video like this, but I'm actually sat upright. Probably just if you back to back a video, you probably see I'm normally like this and talking, but this time I'm like this. And that's not actually that conscious. It's just me saying, right, I need a bit more energy today. So I'm going to actually sit like this. I'm going to create that energy through the way my body is. So my body or my brain is looking down on my body saying, Enzo sat like this. It means he's up for a fight, or it means he's energized. And that is precisely what I'm doing here without even really realizing it. But also, so your posture. If you want to create emotions, your posture's got to say that emotion from the outside. So then brain goes, oh, I know what you're trying to access. Here's that emotion. It nearly says that, but it pretty much does. So make sure that you're training. Make sure, again, if you're priming, you've got a little bit of exercise in there before the start of the day. Even if it's a 2-minute slow jog, listening to great music and you're focused on your goal, that's a good way to come back and start your day. Jump in the shower and crush it that day. So energy is really important and it's overlooked. If you're feeling a bit sorry for yourself, which is, you know, we all do from time to time, if you're stuck in a rut, then how about getting this body to say, right, I'm going to make it buzzing. I'm going to give it the kind of energy that I just have to take action. Otherwise, I'll bloody fry in the seat. And that energy can push you forward, or it will push you forward. If you've got an energetic person, they've got to spend that energy on something, right? So it's a buzzing time bomb like this. And if you then direct it towards your racing, towards the jobs that you've got to do within your racing, it's going to release that energy into that, pick up the phone, create a proposal, talk to 10 race teams today to get budgets, talk to your team about how to get better. You know what? You say something like, you know what? I was so behind the game in the last 4 race weekends. I want to change it personally. What can you tell me about my performance? It's just these little decisions, tiny decisions, that energy, having all that energy in you helps you take. And you see your to-do list, if you have one, for what you've got to do today, that doubles. You're so productive, and that's what you need, energy. Don't ignore it. It's everything, and actually, it's your health as well. So without that, it's game over anyway. I hope this helps, and I hope you're energetic. Speak to you next time. Can't stop me now.